And now it's time for A Dangerous Idea.
Hi, my name is Marcelo Gleiser. I'm a theoretical physicist and I work at Dartmouth College. And my dangerous idea is that we matter. We humans matter a lot in the universe. And that goes against what we call Copernicanism, which is the notion that we don't matter, that the more we learn about the universe, the less important we become. And it's kind of fascinating that this question of do we matter or not is tied up with the question of life in the universe. And, of course, the idea that there may be life out there is extremely old and has gotten a lot of people into trouble, like Giordano Bruno, who was burned at the stake for many reasons, but one of them being that he believed that every star was a sun and there were planets around it with people. And are there planets around there with people? So when we look out into our galaxy, the Milky Way, you find hundreds of billions of stars. And now we know, and something we didn't know, say, 20 years ago, that the vast majority of these stars, they do have planets circling them. So the question then becomes, with so many worlds out there, you can talk about a trillion worlds in our galaxy alone, and then there are hundreds of billions of other galaxies out there. Shouldn't life be everywhere? Earth is a planet like very few others, where you have liquid water and you have nice warm temperatures on the surface that they are sustained over thousands and thousands of years. And that allows not just for life to appear, but for complex life to appear. And so as we search for life in other planets, and most certainly there should be some kind of life out there, we shouldn't be that important over here, you start to realize that Earth and the history of life here on Earth are part of a really remarkable story. And that story is the story that led from very simple organisms to human beings. And I call this human centrism, not in the sense that we are the center of the universe, like Columbus, for example, thought in the 1500s and everybody else, but in the sense that we matter because we are these molecular machines that are capable of higher thinking and of realizing how important we are in the big scheme of things. So we port this notion to the 21st century and to global warming and to how threatened our planet is and the species in this planet is. And we realize that by looking at the Earth from the outside perspective of how rare it is and how rare we are, we develop a new sort of cosmic moral imperative, which is to preserve life, to be the guardians of life. So humanity should be guarding life at all costs. Otherwise, it may disappear here, and chances are there may not be any as interesting as ourselves out there.
Theoretical physicist Marcelo Gleiser with his dangerous idea. You can find more dangerous ideas and an interview with Gleiser on our website at ttbook.org.